This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, March 4th, 2024. We continue on Yud Ches Amud Beis 18b, the third section. It's the blue text. So end of last week, actually Thursday and Friday, we're investigating these positions where Rabbi Shimon said that four things Rabbi Akiva learned and I don't agree. All right, so we went through the four fast days that we have related to the Churban HaBayit. All right, we went through Rabbi Akiva's position, and Rabbi Shimon says, I don't hold like that. All right, now we're going to see, right, the very end of Friday, V'ani Eini Omer Kein, I don't, right, this is not my position. Rather, what does Rabbi Shimon believe? Ella, Tzom HaAsiri, right, the fast of the 10th, Zechamisha b'tebe. That is the fifth day of Tebes, right? Not Asar b'tebes, but the fifth of Tebes. What happened on the fifth of Tebes? Shabo bat Shmua legola shehuchta ha'ir. Right, that's when the news came to the diaspora that Yerushalayim was destroyed. Shenemar, as it says. Right, shana b'asiri. Right, it was the 12th year, it was the 10th month, b'chamisha l'chodesh, on the 5th day of the month, l'galutenu ba'elaya palit me'rushalayim le'mor, right, to the Gola, to Bavel, says Yechezkel, came the palit, the remainder, the survivor, from Yerushalayim, saying, huchta'a ir, the city has been destroyed, ve'asa yom shemua ki yom sreifa. Right, and the people made the day that they heard the news that Yerushalayim fell like the day it was burnt down. Right, that was a terrible day for them, and therefore it becomes a fast day. And then it says, right, Rabbi Shimon, v'nirin dvarai midvarav. Right, my version of the fast makes more sense than yours, Rabbi Akiva. Why? Sha'ani Omer al Rishon Rishon ve'al Achron Achron, which literally means I say first, first, and last, last. But what that really means is there's a chronology to the psukim. Right? The first month, right, is the breach and then the burning. Right? Then we have, at the end, the news getting to the diaspora, right? The fasts in that original pasuk are in chronological order. Rishon, Rishon, Achron, Achron, right? Vehu, but you, Rabbi Akiva, he, Rabbi Akiva, Omer, al Rishon, Achron, al Achron, Rishon, right? You have it all reversed, right? Because the breaching of the city comes first, but it's listed last in the pasuk. Ella, rather, right, what's the source of this argument? Shehu mona l'seder chadashim, right, he believes that the pasuk is just putting it in month order, even though it's not in chronological order. Va'ani mona l'seder peranios, but I, Rabbi Shimon, I don't read it just as a list of months, but I think that this is a list of the tragedy, the order in which the tragedy took place. Okay, so that is their argument. And now we move on to Megillas Tainis. So Megillas Tainis was literally Megillas a scroll, right? We know that, right? We associate it with five Megillas, but the Megillah means a scroll. So they had a Megillah, right? Not of days that you had to fast, right? This is almost like the opposite. It's a days where you cannot fast, festive, happy days on the Jewish calendar where fasting and eulogizing was prohibited. Itmar. So now, right, it is said, Rav v'Rav Chanina Amre, Rav and Rav Chanina say, Batla Megillas Tainis. Right, that list of days has been nullified. It's over. All those days, the great miracles, the battles, the this, all those days that you cannot fast is no more. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Amre, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi say, Lo Batla Megillas Tainis. It has not been nullified. Right, still in effect. So now, Rav Chanina, I mean, now it's going to try and explain this argument. Rav and Rav Chanina say, Batel Megillas Tainis, that Megillas Tainis is no longer in effect. Hachikamer, this is what they are saying. Bizman Shiyesh Shalom, right? When there is peace. Yehu L'Sasson U'L'Simcha, the fast days, right, related to the Churban, are going to be for joy and for happiness. But ein shalom tzom. But when there is no peace, those days you have to fast, because without a Beis HaMikdash, we are in despair. V'hanachnami kihani, all those happy days that we have listed in Megillas Tainis, they follow the same pattern. Without shalom, there is no joy, right? Without peace, there is no joy, and therefore all those days that are so happy are not as happy when there's no peace, and therefore Megillas Tainis is finished. Rav Yochanan Rav Yeshua ben Levi Amri, Rav Yochanan Rav Shimon Levi say, no, love about the Megillas Tainis, right? No, those days are still happy and joyous days. Right now, what about the whole business before when there's shalom, there's not, there's this, you know, whatever? Hani ki hu de tlinu rachmanu b'vinya beis hamikdash. No, those, right, those churban destruction-related fasts are tied into the beis hamikdash. Aval hanach, but these other days listed, k'dekaimi kaimi, they exist independently of the beis hamikdash. Those were happy days, they're worth celebrating. Even if there isn't shalom, even if there isn't the Beis HaMikdash, right, those still exist, and therefore Megillas Tainis has not been nullified. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.